Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
There's a big story, and it's growing, and it requires attention. It's taking place in different parts of the country, so much so, the two Canadian mayors wrote a letter of concern to the federal public safety minister. And the mayors are the mayors of Brampton, Ontario, and Surrey, British Columbia. And they wrote a letter to Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc warning the federal government about extortion that's taking place towards South Asian businesses in their communities. And there's been violence. Unfortunately, the Surrey mayor, Brenda Locke, is not available to us, but we do have on the phone with us the mayor of Brampton, Ontario, Mayor Patrick Brown. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Good. A pleasure to join you this afternoon.
Good to speak with you again. So please share with us what's happening to the South Asian business community, the businesses and their owners in your community.
Well, it started in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, and now it's continued into Peel Region and the GTA and Edmonton, and now we're hearing reports in the United States. And what it is extortion attempts, and it is in all ranges, from everything from $100,000 to millions of dollars, where South Asian business owners are being told if they don't pay this extortion, there's going to be a violent consequence. And we're seeing homes that are being burned. We're seeing shots fired at the residences of business owners or their place of business. And so it is very worrisome. The police investigative efforts have found that these extortion attempts are coming from outside of the country. In India, and so it is challenging. You can get the low-level criminal and apprehend them and arrest them locally, but the ringleaders are outside of Canada, which makes shutting this down very difficult.
You know, it sounds like crime from a different era.
It really does, and it's not something you expect in Canada. Our residents shouldn't be terrorized by an international criminal organization. It's something we can't tolerate. I think it challenges Canada's sovereignty and our ability to protect basic public safety.
Yeah, so you have local police or regional police or provincial police engaged, but you also have the RCMP because of the extra national reality. So there's a jurisdictional issue, is there not? I mean, how can you deal with that at your level as mayor of Brampton? I suppose the thing you had to do is what you did with Mayor Locke. You wrote a letter to the federal minister for public safety.
Yeah, you know, and I would note Amarjeet Sohi, the mayor of Edmonton, expressed a similar concern just a few days ago, joining our request for the government of Canada to seize themselves of this issue. You know, when you have multiple law enforcement agencies saying that they're hitting a dead end once the investigation leaves Canada, that's a problem. And it's why I believe it's important that the public safety minister or the prime minister himself insist on cooperation from law enforcement agencies in India to make sure those who are committing this heinous crimes are shut down. And frankly, it's in India's interest. If people are obviously paying these extortions, then the last thing India should want to tolerate is a criminal organization within their jurisdiction becoming wealthier. Because, you know, any gang that extorts money is being used for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, we're talking about terrorism here, Mayor Brown.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
So you wrote the letter to the public safety minister. What have you heard back from Ottawa?
So he's agreed to have a telephone meeting with the mayors interested in this topic on Monday. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the government of Canada can use their muscle and their tools to assist local law enforcement in trying to shut this down.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about what you've heard from the businesses and the business owners who've been affected. What have they said to you?
Oh, it's horrifying. I've had business owners in tears in my office, telling me that they feel helpless. You know, I had one business owner come into my office and explain that, you know, he had kids in his home when shots were fired. Just imagine, you know, how terrifying that would be. And so I don't want people to feel that they have to leave their home to keep their family safe. You know, that's not a standard we accept in Canada.
Yeah, and one of the greater additional concerns is that if this organization in India gets away with this or perceives they've gotten away with it. Other criminal organizations will be watching very carefully, and you might we may find other ethnic communities with ties to another part of the world, but operating legally in Canada, operating businesses legally and successfully in Canada, well, finding themselves victimized.
Roy, absolutely correct. If they can get away with it and it's profitable and people are paying these extortions, it will be replicated. Or criminal organizations always double down on easy money. And we're seeing that right now with auto thefts. You know, Canada has become a source country for criminal organizations for stolen cars, be it so easy to get them out of our ports. If it becomes known that we're an easy country to extort funds from, it will happen. And it won't just be one country that views Canada as an easy target. You know, you'll see other organizations target our residents.
Yeah, Mayor Brown, doesn't it seem to you that Canada has already developed a reputation for being an easy target?
Well, certainly on the auto front, you know, I think we probably take guns and drugs more seriously. But you know, part of my worry is that there's these loopholes in our ability to keep our residents safe. And I think right now extortions is we're being exposed as not, you know, being able to adequately protect our residents. That's why I'm asking, you know, the government of Canada to use their tools and resources to step up and make sure this threat is extinguished.
So you told us the mayor of Edmonton has joined you and the mayor of Surrey, British Columbia. Are you hearing from other mayors across the country as well with similar concerns about the same situation?
Well, I think those are the areas right now that have been targeted. I think that's why there's been an immediate response from those mayors. But, you know, I really believe that you're going to see this criminal activity replicated elsewhere. You know, I've heard from law enforcement agencies that may have started in BC, but as soon as it becomes profitable, we'll quickly see it everywhere else. And so I imagine you're going to see other municipal representatives concerned about this, and hopefully the government of Canada is able to be helpful sooner than later.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.